Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the program that tries to help your dollars make a little more sense. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. Always a pleasure to have Denise Moore in our studio. She is, of course, the CEO and founder of the Minority Business Development Center. And we're here to talk about a variety of things. I see you have your April calendar in front of you.
Yes, I do, and it's quite busy.
It is quite busy. You had a very busy March. We're into April. You know, one of the big things happening is the eclipse. Do you have your glasses?
I do have my glasses, yes.
All right.
We want to be safe.
Indeed.
And we can't buy at the grocery store, so we want to make sure the ones we have are as protected as possible.
And you can't look at the sun directly, but you're looking at solar energy. And when we talk about the month of April, you got a couple of dates that you want people to save when we talk about the solar space.
Absolutely. So some years ago, and some people may be aware, that the state of Illinois developed or came out with a program called the Future Energy Jobs Act.
Future Energy Jobs Act.
Yes. And the short name for that was FEJA.
FEJA.
And what FEJA sought to do was to introduce the state to renewable energy opportunity. And as it relates to the city of Peoria, there was an initiative that was hosted at Illinois Central College to train workers in the renewable energy field, specifically in solar energy. And so there may be some people out there who participated in that training. It was a free opportunity, free training, to learn how to install solar panels. And that program, FEJA, has now morphed into what is called CEJA, the Climate and Equitable Jobs Act.
From FEJA to CEJA.
Yes. And similarly, CEJA is seeking to not only train workers in this field, but also to train contractors who may be interested in becoming solar installers or renewable energy installers. And when we talk about renewable energy, we're talking about solar,
wind,
electric vehicles, that kind of thing. We're also talking about energy efficiency and even getting down to weatherization. And so we have a program coming up in the next couple of weeks that is seeking to bring people to learn about that.
Okay. And I'm glad you started to define alternative energy because that is what we know is the way of the future. And we know at the federal level, President Biden has introduced various initiatives along those lines at the state level, the governor. And so now we're seeing that at the local level in terms of state effort to bring awareness to it and to let people know that there are opportunities out there. We drive down on the highway, you see the big wind turbines going, you know, that's energy. Your little grandson or niece or nephew might ask, what is that and what is that all about? So the future of energy in our country is really going to depend on people like the ones you want to have come to this event, being involved in this alternative energy space.
Absolutely. And then you talk about going down the highway and seeing the turbines. What about the gas stations now, where you see a lot of the electric charging stations, the electric car charging stations at a lot of gas stations now? Because this is fast approaching, moving throughout the country. We're trying to get green, we're trying to save energy, and outside of being, you know, what some people will call a tree hugger, it really hits your pocketbook.
Well, and then when you go into some residential neighborhoods, you look on the roofs of people's houses and you see these solar panels up there. It's like, hey, what are they doing? How are they benefiting from that?
And what is that costing? And is it, you see them on so many roofs in some districts, some areas, that you have to wonder, how are these people affording this? Because there is a cost to it. And that brings us all the way back to what this event is going to be happening, is going to happen. It will explain a lot of what this opportunity is. And when someone comes and knock on your door and say, hey, I'm from XYZ Solar Company, and we're just canvassing the neighborhood to try to express to you what the benefit it would be for solar energy. And so those people, you always have to be careful who knocks on your door and what information you provide them. But that is why you are seeing these solar panels popping up on people's homes, because they have been educated about what solar energy is and what opportunity it will bring for your pocketbook. And so, as a result of that, on April 23rd and April 24th, that's a Tuesday and Wednesday in the afternoon, on the 23rd, that Tuesday at Illinois Central College, the Minority Business Development Center will be hosting an educational and workshop, and we will be bringing down the Department of Commerce, various state agencies that are involved with solar. And the purpose of this meeting on Tuesday is for individuals who would like to perhaps work in the solar field, or be a contractor in the solar field, or be a developer. And so everything you would ever want to know about solar but were afraid to ask will be answered at this event on Tuesday. The next day is optional. The next day at Illinois Central College, in the same space, will be a hands-on solar installation demonstration. So if you determined on the first day, on that Tuesday, that you would like to get into this field, then we're going to show you at the ground level how solar panels are actually installed on someone's home. And that's a shorter event. That on Wednesday, it's about a 3-hour event, and you get to learn how this is done and participate in the demonstration. Both days we will be offering a free box lunch, because both days are free. Everything, there's no cost for any of this. And if you want to get more information about it, I would encourage you to go to our website, mbdcpeoria.org, and you will see it indicates register for the solar event, and it will describe what I've just mentioned and more about what will happen on those days.
And who are you looking to bring to this event? What's your audience? Who do you hope will attend?
Well, in addition to those who would want to work in solar, those who would want to be contractors in solar, but there may be local governments, municipalities, building owners, nonprofit organizations, churches, who could benefit from solar install either on their roof or on their property site, that just want to know a little bit more about this in a no-pressure, non-sales way. So this Tuesday event, as I indicated, is free. There's no commitments being made. You have to register so we know how many people will be there. But this is the state coming to you and telling you unfiltered what this opportunity is. Unlike someone who may be knocking on your door wanting to sell you a solar system, there is no sales opportunity here. This is all educational.
You realize you said sell you a solar system. A solar system, Denise, you know, like the sun and the earth and the planets revolving. Okay, but I get you. All right. April 23rd and April 24th are, yes, save the dates. All right, what else is going on in April? Is that it?
So the Tuesday event is scheduled from 11:30 to 5 p.m. And there's an evening reception, networking reception after that, that is sponsored by Sunrun. Sunrun is a solar company here. That Wednesday, the solar demonstration lasts from 11:30 to about 3:30. And once again, there's going to be a free lunch on that day. Later that afternoon, that Wednesday, April 24th, at 6 o'clock, here in our office at 2139 Southwest Adams, we will have a small business owner's opportunity to speak with IDOT, the Illinois Department of Transportation, their disadvantaged business enterprise certification discussion will take place here in our building. And you don't have to work on an IDOT project to get certified to be able to get other work here in the state of Illinois and here in the city of Peoria with all the grants, with all the work that's coming down through the president's infrastructure program, there's going to be opportunity for contractors to get some of that work, but they need to have a various certifications. So on Wednesday, after you leave our solar demonstration at 3:30, that evening at 6 o'clock here in our building, IDOT will talk to small businesses who could receive or be certified under the IDOT's Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Certification. So those 2 days, the 23rd and 24th, are very busy days around here, very educational, and free for the whole day for both days.
All right. Denise Moore, CEO and founder of the Minority Business Development Center. Hey, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it.
And as many of you know, Denise Moore, no lightweight when it comes to all things solar. She and yours truly own Up South Energy. On now to my conversation with Rodney San Jose. He is the Director of Admissions for ICC, Illinois Central College. And ICC has a big event coming up next Tuesday that he will tell us about. Hey, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thank you for having me, Gary.
All right, so what's going on next Tuesday?
Well, next Tuesday from 4 to 7, we're going to have something called the ICC Open House. So it's basically where we have close to 75 staff and employees, faculty members that will be on hand at the East Peoria campus, ready to engage with any students that are interested in starting their college career or changing their life.
75 folks, all right, ready to bring on the world.
Correct.
All right. Now, we know ICC is a junior college, but when we say that, it's really an oversimplified description of what ICC does, because you look on the website and there's a spot that we have running on our station where you have what, 150 areas of discipline?
We do, 150, and that covers just about anything that anyone here in Central Illinois would be looking for. When we say 150 programs, they're categorized in three areas. We have maybe many of our adult learners that are looking for a quick certificate or degree, basically 6 months to a year, to get their certificate, where they're going to be trained to do what they need to do in the working world and get out very quickly and start earning a living wage. Then we also have students that may say, I also want to get maybe an associate's degree, but I really don't want to go to a four-year school. I just want to get a two-year degree, and that's it, and start working right away. Then we do have a number of students that are working to complete their associate's degree, a two-year degree, then thinking about transferring onto a four-year degree to get their bachelor's degree. So we have a wide range. Of those 150 programs are in those three categories, from certificates to associate's degree.
So let's talk about each one. When I think of the certificates, I'm thinking of the trades.
You do think about the trades. You think of culinary arts. You think of industrial technology, HVAC. You also think about CNA. So health careers, transportation, manufacturing, definitely business, bookkeeping. We have certificates there also that again, people just need to be knowledgeable about that profession and then finding a job.
And you work with the employers, the people who will hire folks, to make sure that these accreditations, that these classes that these folks are taking, these practicums, are in line with what the employer needs.
In many cases, we've worked with industry to say, let's design a program for your future employers so that they're prepared. So we do that we work with industry, we work with also accreditations to make sure we're teaching the right materials.
So if there's a welder and they're looking for 5 welders, when somebody goes through ICC in welding, the stuff that they're learning, it's not like, hey, I got my accreditation, then they show up at the job and they don't know how to do something.
That's correct. Somebody might just say, I want to be an entry-level welder, just a production welder, and they said, okay, let's get that done, let's get that certificate. But they may want to stack that on to another certificate in welding and say, I have 2 certificates in welding. But again, all of them has been designed with emphasis with the industry and with our accreditation.
So that they're job ready.
They are job ready. They are definitely job ready. And in many cases, they'll have a job even before they finish their certificate.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the other with an associate's degree. 2 years of college. 2 years of college doesn't hurt, because a lot of people who are working, they will use that to get advancement in their current job.
Correct. So when you talk about associate's degrees and you talk about our community, there's definitely two types of populations. We have those students coming straight from high school that they think high school to college, that's what I should do. But we have a great opportunity with our adult learners. We have a number of people in Central Illinois that just have a high school diploma. But in order for them to be successful and earn a family-sustaining wage, we want to make sure they have a certificate or associate's degree. Now, that associate's degree is 2 years, but we do have a number of our adult learners that may say, I go part-time, I need to work and go to school at the same time. I can only take two classes maybe at a time and work, or maybe have a family. That's fine. What's encouraging is to make sure that they're working towards a degree. That's what they really need to do.
And in terms of the class hours, you mentioned take some classes maybe in the evening. The class schedules are flexible.
Definitely. College has definitely changed, definitely in a community college over the last 3 years, definitely after COVID, where we definitely have a number of modalities. The traditional in-person, of course, is always going to be there. But we also have about 35 to 40% of our classes online, where many of our adult learners are going to be taking classes online, either on their own or showing up on a Zoom with the rest of their classmates, with a professor there teaching the class.
All right. Some in the evening, some in the daytime, even on weekends maybe?
We have a couple of classes on the weekends, but definitely most of them are going to be during the day, afternoon, and then evening classes.
Yeah, and online is very important. I'm glad you mentioned that. And then finally, yes, the traditional, I'm going to go to ICC for a couple of years, definitely save some money, and then I can springboard into a four-year institution.
Absolutely. I think the one attractive thing is our programs are very well designed. Our students that start at ICC that transfer on do very, very well. Students that are in our one-year programs, they find jobs very soon. The return of investment in terms of what they're receiving in terms of in the classroom and outside the classroom and what they're paying for is a tremendous value. And so many of our students graduate with very little or no debt from ICC and transfer on or start their working profession.
Yeah, see, and I don't think we can emphasize that enough. That you probably say that again, because that's major. That's major, especially when we look at news stories and statistics that talk about student debt. You know, one of the biggest news stories that came out of 2023 was the issue of student debt. And ICC, the fact that we have here in our community, junior college, where that is something that can be neutralized, is very important.
It is extremely important, and a discussion that's happening across the country in terms of college debt. But those students that are starting at Illinois Central College for 1 year, if you went full-time, would be less than $5,000, be a full-time student for 1 year. But in that case, many of our students are receiving financial aid through FAFSA, through grants that we have. Our workforce development area has worked really hard to achieve and get these grants for students to not only go tuition free, but in many cases pay for some of the supplies that they need.
So Peoria Promise?
Peoria Promise definitely is. We have Peoria Promise. We work with many students with Peoria Promise, and that's a payback. So the students do need to take the class first, and then
right,
if they do well,
right,
they get tuition reimbursement that way. It's a payback for Peoria Promise. But overall, through even apprenticeships, we have some of our certificate programs where we work with industry where our students are employed, going to school, and already have a guaranteed job with no cost to them, just to get a free education. So there are so many ways for our students to have very little cost or no cost to them. They just need to come next Tuesday from 4 to 7 and learn about the opportunities we have and how we can help students find jobs and in many cases, at a very minimal cost for them.
Yeah, and we'll mention that again. The apprenticeship, I do want to expound on that again, because you said something, and again, I'm going to have you repeat some stuff because I don't want it to be lost on our listeners, because there is so much stuff, but let's just marinate on this for a second. You're talking about going to a job, getting paid for your job, and at the same time getting college credit, right?
That's correct. So we do have a program like our industrial technology program where it's our students are hired on by a company, and that company said, we will help you with your education. So you're going to go to school for about 8 weeks, and then you come work for us for 8 weeks. And you're going to do that for a year or for 2 years, and that's what you're going to do. But we're going to guarantee you a job. At the same time, we're going to take care of your education. So they're basically employees.
Yeah, but it's a contract that you're making with that company.
You
got to agree to, you can't bail on them. You got to be committed to the
correct.
Gig.
Yes, and we definitely have an opportunity. It's not like we offer it in every program, so there are selective programs that we have this in.
Yeah, what are some of your most popular programs? I know a lot of people talk to us about nursing.
Yeah, the health careers. Anytime you mention health careers, it seems like everyone wants to get into health careers, and it's a little bit more competitive no matter where you go. We do have a secondary application process for our nursing program, but overall, our health careers programs, but nursing, radiography, sonography is something new at ICC, our CNA program, our LPN program, those are all very popular, but they're going to be popular in a lot of other places too. But a lot of our certificate programs, and you talk about HVAC, you talk about automotive, our GMASAP program, our diesel power program, those are very popular programs right now for ICC. Some programs like our culinary arts is definitely, we're getting a lot of traction with our culinary arts because we just have some great chefs who are very passionate about what they do. So it's not just our health careers, but it's a lot of our certificate programs. But then you start talking about some of our programs in terms of pre-engineering or pre-med, those programs, or IT. IT seems to be very popular also.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And automotive, you know, that's one of those careers that changes every 7-10 years because the cars change. And, you know, it used to be back in my day when dinosaurs ruled the earth, you know, you had carburetors, and those don't even exist anymore, right?
Well, I'm not an expert in that field, but you're right. Yes. Yeah,
you look under the hood of a car now and it's like
batteries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's a little different, and I'm not an expert in that field, but we do have a GM program that for people that are looking to work on General Motors cars, but then we also have a true just automotive program that's a wide range, and I'm sure there's some specialty classes in there talking about more of our electric vehicles and things like that.
But right. Now, earlier you mentioned FAFSA, and one of the big things in the news nowadays is a change in the FAFSA application that hasn't really gone too well. The federal government rolled out a new version of it. The idea was to make it more simple, but it seems to have had some glitches, and that's causing some problems for some seniors now. First, explain what is FAFSA, and then what were the changes that were made, and how are these changes creating problems,
sure.
And how students can overcome those problems.
Absolutely. The FAFSA stands for the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. So it is the application that anyone, a high school student or an adult student, if you're thinking about receiving some sort of aid, this is the application you're going to fill out for all the colleges that you are considering. Specifically this year, there has been a change where the application has been reduced from over 100 questions to about 40 questions, so definitely reduced. However, there are some challenges because even by reducing the questions, the formula and how they calculate how a student should receive financial aid, they're still working through some of those nuances right now, even as we said today. However, we believe that within the next few weeks, we have started to receive some FAFSAs, but we'll start to receive some more information, and that we'll be able at Illinois Central College to get some information out, hopefully in May, maybe in June. But again, outside of the FAFSAs, we still have a number of opportunities even through our scholarship foundation where our students can fill out a scholarship application and receive assistance that way. So the FAFSA is one challenge for a number of students not considering ICC, but for specifically ICC, it's one avenue, but we have many other avenues to help students out.
Yeah, I'm glad you made that clarification. All right, Rodney San Jose, I've been asking you a lot of questions. Anything that you wanted to impart that we didn't talk about?
Well, if you are thinking about wanting to join us next Tuesday from 4 to 7, just go to our website, find the ICC Open House, register for it. But you don't have to. If you want to walk in next Tuesday between 4 and 7, we'll be more than happy to help you out. And again, we'll have 75 to 80 Illinois Central College employees and faculty members there, very passionate, ready to help you out and start your next journey. Where to start your story.
Do you need to bring anything?
You don't have to bring anything other than yourself, and we'll take care of you from there.
Okay, so if you or someone you know is interested in Illinois Central College Open House next Tuesday at the East Peoria campus from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
That's correct.
Yeah. And Rodney would like to see you. All right, Rodney San Jose, the admissions director for ICC. Hey, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Gary, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to Dollars and Cents on WPNV. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. Dollars and Cents airs at 9 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 6:30 p.m. Sunday. Thanks again for listening. Money, 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 money.